Today's reading is in the book of John, chapter 9, starting in verse 1. John 9, verse 1. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." So as Jesus and his disciples encounter this man who is born blind, and they're walking by, this presents a question from his disciples: who sinned, this man or his parents? There was an assumption that a condition such as this was a punishment for sin. But understand that some congenital defect that anyone might have is not an indication of sin, and certainly not an indication of sin on the part of the child who is born in that way. They haven't done anything. They are completely innocent. They have no accountability before God at that point. So it obviously can't be them. And Jesus explains that it doesn't have anything to do with their parents either. Neither this man nor his parents have sinned. So Jesus rejects that thinking of the time, and maybe even there are some that might think something along those lines even today, perhaps not birth itself, but that some sin may cause these terrible calamities to come upon someone. But Jesus is saying that this is not a punishment for anyone's sin. He's not saying this man has never sinned, and he's not saying that the parents have never sinned. He's just saying that the blindness that this man has is not caused by sin. In other words, God did not punish them for their sin by making this man blind. Now, as far as what's recorded, that's the end of the discussion. There's no more to it. I can imagine that there were more questions the disciples might have had. It's possible that those discussions came later and it's not recorded. It's possible those discussions could have been around this time and it's not recorded. It's not really part of the story, and it's not part of what the Holy Spirit sees as necessary for us. So it's not there. Instead, it shifts over to Jesus healing this man. He is ready to display the works of God in healing him. And so in verse 4 and 5, Jesus said, "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day." And there's a sense of urgency within that. We have to get to work while we have the opportunity. And in verse 5, he says, "As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." Jesus came with a purpose. And we recognize that Jesus was very focused on the purpose for which he came. He worked very hard. He didn't take a lot of time for himself. Yes, he did go out to the mountain to pray. Yes, he took the time to rest at times when he got worn out. But he was working and working and working during his ministry. I think that he is referring to himself in terms of while it is day. In other words, while he is doing this ministry, But of course, we can apply that to ourselves too in a very general principle. Day and night. Day is considered to be the time for working, and night the time for sleeping, resting, those types of things. And so while we have breath in our lungs, while we have life on this earth, we need to be doing the works of God that have been assigned to us, carrying out that righteous behavior. Now, I want to point you over to Luke chapter 13 with some statements there by Jesus. In Luke chapter 13 and verse 1, it says, "There were some present at the very time who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, 'Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.'" So Jesus, in both of these instances, is communicating the fact that these things happen. They are not an immediate judgment on something somebody has done. They are not worse sinners than others. But you need to take a lesson from it. You need to realize that you will perish as well, but you'll perish in a spiritual death unless you repent. That was the call to repentance that Jesus was making. So both of these teach us this urgency in making this calling and election sure. And of course, there's more to this story, which we're going to pick up with tomorrow. We kind of end this reading with the Pharisees beginning to question this man. And if you remember John chapter 9 from other times, you realize that this questioning goes on for some time, recorded in the book of John. But for today, we just need to think about what Jesus did, displaying the works of the Father. And I think that goes very well with yesterday's reading, in him telling the Jews that they weren't doing the works of Abraham, they were doing the works of a different father, and that made them children of a different father. Well, we need to be doing the works of God. We need to be glorifying God in the way that we live our lives, and we need to be true children of God. So both of these readings tie in very well with that thought. And then today, also adding that sense of urgency to do these things while we have the opportunity. Don't put it off till tomorrow or next week or when things are a little more convenient or when I've got more time, when I've got more money, when I'm a little bit older, when the kids are a little bit older. I mean, if you start procrastinating the Christian life, you can put it off until after you have no more time. And then what would you do? What will you do when you run out of time? We don't know how much time we have. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Today is what we have. Make the best use of it. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.